This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
On 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
With Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, let's get to it. I discovered this last night. I've been talking about it the whole show. So I discovered this thing called field vision last night. Now, I don't know how long it's been around. I don't know anything. But I reached out to this guy who's the head of football ops for Field Vision. His name is Cody Alexander. He joins us now. You can follow him on Twitter at @_coach_A on Twitter. Cody, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
I tell you what, I discovered it last night. I was so impressed. I was like, I'm going to see if I can find somebody to get on the show tomorrow to kind of talk about this. Because I'm a little bit nerdy when it comes to football and stuff. And I know I have a bunch of nerdy friends that I have on the show from time to time as well to talk about this stuff. So explain for people what field vision is and what they can expect when they check it out.
Yeah, we are a predictive analytics company based solely on kind of predicting NFL outcomes. And so this past year, we were 60% better than Vegas if you look at our whole entire year. And then we have what's called a kind of a metric where we, a matchup index where we can compare our projection versus Vegas. Anytime it was over 10%, we were 90% accurate against the Vegas line. So that's kind of the front door of what we do, but we are a predictive analytics company that's basing in sports.
So when we talk about the Packers and where they're at right now, and where you maybe thought that they were going to be last year, how did that play out as far as where you thought they were going to be and where they ended up being?
Yeah, we really thought that the offensive side of the ball was going to be probably about where they ended up. It was defensively was going to be kind of a crapshoot. How is Jair Alexander going to play? Is Eric Stokes ever going to be playing as a first-round draft pick? Obviously, Xavier McKinney was a big part of that. What is Hafley going to run? Boston College ran like all cover one, so obviously they didn't do that. So I think the defense was kind of the misnomer. We didn't know what that was going to look like.
Talking with Cody Alexander, head of football ops for Field Vision. Follow Field Vision on Twitter at Field Vision. MI. Wanted to get in your thoughts on a couple of the guys that the Packers have brought in. Offensive guard Aaron Banks comes in from the San Francisco 49ers. What do you all think of him?
Yeah, Banks is going to be one of those kind of, it's the price of doing business. I know people were a little bit shocked with what that sticker price was for him, but if you are going to build inside out on the offensive line and defensive line, which is kind of the trend in the NFL right now, you're going to have to pay a premium. I think a lot of people see him as kind of an above average guard, but in this day and age and in modern football, you're going to have to pay a premium for that. So I think he's an above average guard, could push into a really good guard, but it's probably a good pickup in terms of just you want to set that interior pocket, and he's going to be able to do that for you.
And you're seeing more and more teams starting to do what Philly did, which is beefing up that offensive line. The Bears went out and got three guys this offseason to do that same thing. The Vikings went out and got two guys from the Colts to help with their interior of their defense, of their offensive line. And then the Packers add Banks. Then the other addition that the Packers add is Nate Hobbs, the corner from the Raiders. And I went and I looked at Pro Football Focus, and they had projected him at a one-year, $4 million deal. And instead, he gets $12 million a year from the Green Bay Packers for his second contract. What do you make of him?
Well, he's kind of that hybrid. He kind of reminds me of a little bit of Kissing Nixon, is that he can play inside, he can play outside. Hobbs played mostly inside. He's probably the top nickel in the market. So if you're going to push him outside, which he can do, he can play outside. I think that's kind of where you saw that valuation increase. If you're going to play outside, you're going to be coming. You're going to have to pay upwards of over, you know, $10 million.
But that's the thing. I mean, he was playing over the slot, playing nickelback with the Raiders and being very good against the run and doing that type of thing. And now, I agree with you, it appears they want to play him outside.
Yeah, and I think there's some flexibility there. Obviously, I thought Nixon did an excellent job. In fact, we had him as a 15th-ranked cornerback last year. The corners in Green Bay actually were not. I know the Jair Alexander, Eric Stokes, you know, kind of saga continues after, you know, 2 years. But their replacements were actually playing at a high level. Nixon is one of the better slots, but he can also be kicked outside. So I think they have some flexibility to work there. Probably start Hobbs outside, kick Nixon inside. You have Bullard who can play down in the slot as well. So that's, to me, where we are in the NFL defensively, is you need to have three corners, one that can kick inside. If you've got multiple, that kind of amplifies it. And then also you need to have three safeties in order to play that big nickel, meaning that we have three safeties on the field.
Talking with Cody Alexander, head of football ops for Field Vision. Follow him on Twitter at Field Vision MI. Follow Cody at @the_coach_A. A couple of guys that maybe didn't have the seasons that Packer fans were expecting on the defensive side of the ball, one of which was Rashawn Gary, who they're paying a pretty penny to be that guy, maybe didn't live up to expectations for Packer fans consistently throughout the season. What's your guys' take on Rashawn Gary?
Yeah,
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We actually had him as the 24th best defensive end coming out of this year in our Havoc rating. That's our proprietary metric. That's how we rate it. We actually think it's one of the better ways of player ratings out there.
Because what goes into the Havoc rating then? Can I do it, or is it way too complicated for me?
Yes, it's way. Again, we use machine learning. We use some different things. We have it's our own proprietary metric. We actually base performance off of the play on the field, how much havoc they are creating on the field. And then we can cut it in a million different ways. So, for instance, he was the 45th best pass rushing defensive end in the NFL last year, but he was the 25th best run defense. So he was better at stopping the run this year. But to your point, you want those sacks, you want that pass rush. That's where he kind of dipped below that number one defensive end metric that you really want from a guy who you expect to be kind of your number one edge rusher.
But 24th, I mean, there's 32 teams, so it wasn't right. Like he was outside of the top pass rushers necessarily.
Yeah, see, and 7.5 sacks, again, what you really want, if you're going to get into that upper echelon and you're going to start creeping into that top 10 edge rushers, you really have to be a consistently double-digit sack getter. And not only that, but be kind of in that pressure generation. Gary's kind of set right there at that. You know, he can get to 10. Can he push higher than that? I think 24, him slotted at 24, is probably a good place and where he probably deserves to be.
What about Kenny Clark? That's another player that, you know, they paid here a couple of years ago, and maybe that hasn't kind of come to fruition here in the last year or so.
Yeah, that's the one that you have to start worrying about a little bit, is because his pass rush has really fallen off. We have him as the 85th interior defensive lineman. That's not good. That's probably just below average. It's below starting ability. Now, he's really good in stopping the run, 44th, so that would still put him on the field in most defenses. But I do agree with you. When you're looking at these positions in particular, with defensive tackles starting to get paid, we saw that last year with Derrick Brown with the Panthers. Unfortunately, he gets hurt. But you're starting to see people really put money into that interior defensive line. So if you're going to pay a guy, he needs to be able to produce, whether it's through pressure generation or nobody can run against them.
Talking about this defense, let's stay there. Let's talk about the secondary. We talked about Hobbs. Let's talk about Keyshawn Nixon, a guy that, you know, they gave $6 million to because they wanted him to be their special teams guy, their returner. By the time the season ended this year, Keyshawn Nixon was talking about, I don't want to return kicks anymore. I want to be a cornerback one on this football team going forward. Do his numbers say that he's a cornerback one?
Yes. Now, here's the caveat to that. The corner position in particular tends to be a very volatile position from year to year. Now, we have him this year as a top 15 corner, playing kind of half slot, half outside. He's essentially going to be right at around 30, the mid-30s to high 30s in terms of his man ability and his zone ability. But when you kind of put that all together with the fact that he does fit the run as a corner, that's where you kind of get that push up. Usually corners are really good at zone or they're really good at man. But being kind of, hey, I can be a starter at the NFL level and man and in zone, that's when you start pushing up in that top 15, and that's where he's sitting.
Do you have the breakdown in front of you of man versus zone and where he ranks for each? Because this team was clearly more of a zone team last year than man.
Yeah, he was actually our 31st corner in zone, and then he was our 36th corner in man.
That's all relatively close. Relatively the same if you're comparing man and zone then from that perspective. All right, what about Carrington Valentine, who started on the opposite side?
Yeah, he excels at man coverage. So this is going to be more of your boundary corner, whereas Nixon would be more of your kind of your field corner, your zone corner. Kind of he can mix around, he can play different things. But Valentine's really kind of been the better corner the past couple years. Nixon played slot last year, but really if you look at what, you know, Stokes was able to do last year compared to Valentine, Valentine's really been kind of your cornerback number two now for the past couple years. He's very good in man. He's right there at 36 in zone. Probably needs to pick up a little bit on the run defense, but again, he's a corner. That's not something that you necessarily want, especially if he's not going to be playing in the slot.
All right, talking with Cody Alexander, head of football ops for Field Vision. Follow him on Twitter at FieldVisionMI to learn more about Field Vision. What areas now do you think the Packers still need to address, whether it be in free agency or the draft, from what your numbers say and how you look at this roster right now?
I think that if you look at it, I don't think cornerback is going to be an issue. They actually played really well. I think safety is going to be fine. You had two really young safeties. They started out hot, kind of had some injuries, kind of had some bumps the road. I think Bowler's going to figure it out. I really like the Williams kid from Oregon. Obviously, Xavier McKinney is one of the best safeties. He kind of cooled off at the end of the year, too. What you really need to look at is that linebacker position. That linebacker position is young. They're athletic, but they need to make sure that they're progressing and we're starting to see a little bit more production. And then I think we kind of talked about it a little bit. If that defensive line needs to kind of step up, if we're going to pay you, you know, top dollar, we need to at least start pushing into a unit grade of where we're looking at, you know, top 10 in that as well.
Cody, thanks so much for coming on. Is there anything else you want to talk about concerning field vision before we let you go?
Yeah, go ahead and download the app. It's in the App Store as well. And then if you want to check out, if you liked anything that I said about football, if you want to check that out, I'm also at matchquarters.com. So you have field vision and match quarters.
So what's match quarters?
So match quarters, think of it as a defensive think tank. I basically do deep dives and study football, whether it's a clinic, and I do long-form writing as well. Everything housed over there at matchquarters.com.
There you go. Dual threat. Cody Alexander, field vision or match quarters. Follow him on Twitter at @the_coach_A. I appreciate you coming on, Cody.
Yes, thank you for having me on. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.